Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. I'm still working on getting the chat on. For some reason, if one computer doesn't work, we always jump to another one. And it's quite the chore to get everything to work all at once on Blog Talk, although for the most part, we're pretty good. So it's kind of crazy. But this week, I wanted to talk, and it happens every once in a while, where we talk about the subtleties, you know, knowing when to draw the line, which was yesterday, knowing when to say something, knowing when to wait so that you're clear about how you feel before you start talking. It's never really easy to hit a subject that's hard to talk about and not jump right in it with all of our stuff, all of our baggage, all of our thinking, what we need back, all of that starts rolling in. But I recently ran into something, old knowledge and new knowledge together. It just joined them together. It was like saying, God, you know, I really want to react the way I was taught. But why would I do that? I already know what's going to come back at me. There's going to be resistance. There's going to be fear. There's going to be doubt. There's going to be worry. There's going to be an issue now. But why do I feel that way is the bigger question. So that's where we were at yesterday. But being yourself and sharing love is really different than when you're with someone and you feel like you own them. And I know we talk about these things quite a bit, and we get it. We get it on the outside. We get it when we're watching it happen to somebody else. But we don't get it when it's us. We just don't get it because we know why we feel the way we feel. And until we're in a situation, thing is easy. Once we're in the situation, now we have to think about what we're doing, why we're doing it, how we're doing it. But I ran across a situation and I felt like, wow, you know, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where I need to grow myself. And because of this person, I'm learning to do that. And when you meet people who just aren't looking for trouble, they're living their life. They're not actually trying to cause drama to the relationship or cause, I want to say, discord to both people. You learn to rise and you learn to see that everybody has their life. You are not in charge of anybody. We can support each other, even our children. We can support each other and we will all grow. That feeling of ownership, it strangles each other. We feel like, oh my God, I can't do this. Those will be. And it's not to say we go crazy and we just do everything in our mind and we hurt people. And I'm not talking about that because, you know, sometimes I say something and someone gives me one extreme as to why, and it applies to maybe 1% of us. But this is a guideline. Because a lot of times we think that people are with us to give us what we want, and we forget that we're there to grow. We can say it all day long, and we forget that we're there to grow. But after running into situations here and there in life, you know, you get hit by a car, or you almost die here, or you almost die there, but you didn't die, but you almost did. And you realize that people still wake up the next day. They still have to do life. They're still here. Think about that. And if you're not, everyone has to go on. If if I'm not, everybody has to go on. It's not easy because we miss people we love. We miss, you know, them very much. But the person who leaves, they don't even really want to be back. But while we're here, if we can think of it that objectively, that what if we weren't here, this person would still be living their life. Wouldn't it be great if we were just good support for each other? Because our energy makes a difference when we understand what our energy is. When we understand what we bring to the table, why we bring it to the table, how do we rise above our old thoughts? How do we keep it as close to our truth and understand our demands? Because all that starts coming into play the minute we get into a relationship, or we have children to take care of, or we're dealing with elderly parents, or even our parents dealing with us and us pushing them back. And then something happens to them and we're all over Facebook talking about how much we love them because that is the bottom line. It's the love. That's the bottom line everywhere. Was, or the question is, what could I do that would add love to this situation? You will be shocked. You will be surprised at how much love you start to feel can rise above a situation. I ran across a couple, and I just love meeting people. I love seeing how they've lived their lives because everyone is an example of how great we could be or how hard it could be. So this couple, they recently met, and one of the people in the two relationships was still trying to let down an ex pretty gently. Didn't want to hurt her. Didn't want her to be, you know, feeling like she was a loser or anything like that. He, you know, just knew in his life that he wasn't going to stay there. And, you know, forever's a long time. They weren't married, though. They were just dating. And so he started dating others and was looking for someone that was a better fit for him. And while he was doing that, tell her, because they weren't 100% committed, they were still both allowed to date and do whatever they were doing. But then he found someone and he told the person that he found, you know, I'm not completely out of the other relationship yet, in the sense that I don't just want to break up and leave her hurting. She's very, I want to say she can be volatile, not emotionally, but health-wise. When something goes bad, she drops in health. And he didn't know how to handle that, which was one of the reasons why I was leaving. He did not know how to handle those ups and downs. He wanted to continue to help her. He just did not want to be her partner. So he explains this to partner, the person he met, that he did not expect to meet when he did. But he knew. He knew what he knew. Because he was so definite, it forced both people, the man and the woman, to rise. But how did they rise was the question. So my questions were, wow, okay, can I ask you? Because now I'm curious. Are old thoughts were, we're supposed to feel threatened in a situation like that. We're supposed to automatically hate the other person. Whether we know them or not, we hate them. Who they were, anybody who knows them, why they know them, what they look like, how long have they been going out, what are all the details so that we can build our arsenal of jealousy. It starts to cause tension. We can't even bring up the subject or the name. And every time we do have to, it's always one of those we need to talk conversations. We've been taught that in movies. We've been taught that in television shows. We've been shown that in life. Every single turn we take is revolved around areas that take us away from love, from understanding, from transitioning, from growing, from rising, because we are too scared to love. So we choose the option that literally robs us of our energy. All of the things I just mentioned, feeling threatened, that will gobble up your mind for a whole day. Automatically hate somebody. Who needs to feel that? You don't even know them. They're just who they are, brings you to hating them. And I mean, I've seen people and they roll their eyes and they're like, well, you know the score. Well, no, if we know the score and the way it's written down for us to follow, is that ingrained? That's a huge red flag that maybe we're not on the right track. We don't need to feel jealousy. We don't need to cause tension. We don't need to have hard conversations about it. We can just have a conversation about it. We can plan together on how to protect somebody from hurting. Other times you do just have to break up and cut those ties. And sometimes you can't just do that easily. But the new world, the new thinking, understanding what we want from someone, that we just want to share our lives with them, it allows for space to grow. It lets them feelings through. And to begin to heal. It lets them manage those feelings, that grieving, because they need to grieve. And all you need to do is be a good listener. Imagine your child as they become teenagers. And you start running into some situations that you're like, wow, this just invaded our life. Because you can't help but choose the friends your kids make at school or at college. Sometimes it surprises you who they choose. And sometimes it feels like, well, pretty much par for the course. But if you're a good listener and you give them space to grow and you let them talk their feelings through without feeling threatened by their behavior, hating the friend, causing tension, they'll learn to manage. And they will be good listeners. And they will allow space to grow because we aren't perfect. And there's times we need our kids to tell us we're okay too. We're not sure because our reactions are automatic reactions and we just jump into something. But the new world that we live in, it's not only already here, it's softening the edges of so many things that we were taught that really took away from us emotionally. It actually didn't allow us to have emotion. It only gave us reaction, reaction, reaction. Oh, you get divorced, destroy the other person. Oh, you're going to break up. Well, they're bad. Well, they weren't bad 2 weeks ago. Even if somebody does something like cheat on a relationship, that's never okay. But not for the reasons we think. You don't own that person. You love them. You're hurt by their actions, but who did they really hurt? After they've hurt the relationship, is they really hurt themselves first. Because to put yourself in a situation where you cheat, when that happens, the injury lives in the person who cheated. And then it lives as well in the person who cheated with them. That's where they met, the woman, not the man and the woman, years ago when I very first started. And she was dating a man from another country, and I know you guys know where this is going, but she was dating a man from another country. And when she was dating him, he'd been here for a long time working. And he would go back once in a while and visit the other country, but he told her he wasn't married. He had children. He had a young child, and he had a child that was almost done with high school. And he said that both he and his wife were not together anymore. And, you know, she had no way of checking, and they were dating, and he was always available. He was always there. Everything was always fine. And then one day he got a call that his wife was sick. So he sat down the woman that he'd been with for, you know, by now a couple of years, and said, you know, my wife is sick. And she's like, what are you talking about, your wife? I thought you guys were not together. Well, we're still together. I don't want you to feel bad for anything you've done, is what he told her. So when she sat there and she said, you don't want me to feel bad for anything I've done, what have I done? On top of the fact that she just found out that he was still married. But once she knew that, she never went out with him again. She wouldn't do it. Because that's who she was. But what also troubled her was what she saw. Because she just witnessed in her lifetime a man who, you know, lived in another country, supported his family really well, but he just needed companionship. And she thought she'd met the love of her life. Fast forward, a year later, he calls her, thinking she's still there for him, because he's so blind he can't see. And he said, I'm back. She's not doing very well. Basically letting her know he was available. And she said to him, you know, you need to decide how you want to live your life, because it's not going to be with me. Because what I've seen, that you were able to tell me you weren't married, was more than enough for me to know that that's not where I belong. She wasn't threatened. She wasn't upset at that anymore, because that was her answer. She always knew there was a missing block in that puzzle. She just knew there was a missing piece. Found out what it was. It rested her. She wanted nothing to do with him because his character spoke for itself. She was building a life around a sand castle. And she listened to him talk about his family, about his daughter, and discount his wife. And she thought, that would be me. That's how I would be looked at. I would not be any more special than another woman. But that's the new world. The old world would say, I'm better than she is. It's us now. I'm queen of this whole relationship. Because we're taught for victory, but that's not a victory. we're starting to understand what it means to win. We're starting to understand what comes with what we need to win. And what are we winning? If you boss your kid around and you tell them, you have to do it this way, you're my kid, and you don't talk to them or listen to them, what are you going to get? You're going to get a pretty rebellious kid. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get a kid who doesn't want to talk to you very much about what they need to be talking to you about. Those teenage years, those college years are some of the last years we get to influence in the way we've been. It's our transition period between them being little and ours 100% to them being ours half the time to them being ours 20% of the time to then a phone call. If you don't live close by. The new world doesn't own anything. We learn that. We realize we don't have bandwidth, personal bandwidth, to own another person. We are so beautiful inside when we're not scared, when we don't fear, when we don't doubt, when we don't worry. We're beautiful, we're free, we're happy, we're warm, we're loving. The real us. When I saw Christ, that's all I felt. I don't care what I thought in my life before that. That was all I felt. And the truth was, I couldn't handle that feeling right away. It was almost too much to feel that good. And I was waiting for something to happen that wasn't that good, but I didn't even know how to accept it. So much so that I tried to get rid of him instead of rising, because I didn't even know if I rose what the heck that would mean. And I remember clearly thinking, but if I know this and I know this alone, I don't fit into the world I live in, and I need to fit into the world I live in. How could I just know this alone? Not realizing it was going to be my job to tell it. I didn't know how I was going to tell it. That got answered with the books. I didn't know how I was going to answer questions. That got answered with the radio show. Always find its way. And it may not choose the path of least resistance. Because there's only one path for love, and that's to grow forward. When Christ keeps saying love propels, it does propel. Because the real us doesn't argue very well. The real us doesn't feel threatened very well. The real us doesn't like feeling jealous or causing tension. The real us likes to have conversations that solve things rather than reinforce how much somebody has hurt us. Sometimes there's, you know, people who attack me. They didn't get what they wanted out of me. Whatever it is, sometimes I can't even put my, what could you have wanted out of me? But they're darn well sure that there's something. And I know that there's nothing I owe them. Not because it's being callous or uncaring, it's because I do care. But I also understand that no soul owes anything, not even to God. That's something Christ said. That God doesn't even own your soul. Because if God did, why would we be here? Why would we have free will because the only reason why we're here is for free will. And our free will got us to today. We've made decisions, we've done things, we have a whole body of work behind us. And that's who you are. That's who you share. But if all that brought you to owning, then it's just a template of a lot of drama. Belongs to us because we're their parent or their partner. But just knowing, being grateful that the people you know and the people you share time with and love with and warmth with, that's a gift. If you have a child, they're only years old, sit with them, talk to them, play with them, listen to them. Because they won't be 5 or 6 years old forever. They'll only be there 1 year at a time. And they'll grow. Take pictures. Make favorite foods. Teach them to cook. Teach them to do things around the house. Not because you want them to do it all the time for you, because you want them to learn. You want them to feel empowered. When you're in a relationship, allow the other person to explore, to learn, to grow. Don't add threatening messages to the mix that, oh my gosh, will they change? Will they still love me? Will they still want me? Why would they want me? Because that will only put a wedge between the two of you. If you could just remember the original you operates best on love. And you had a choice of what kind of fuel you were going to put into your tank. Just learn how to run on the best of it. Learn how to say, hey, you know what? I can allow for space to grow, because the minute you allow the people around you to grow, open the door for yourself to grow. The minute you let somebody else talk their feelings through, you now have confidant that you can talk your feelings through. If you let them manage it and manage their issues, they'll let you manage yours, but also if you need help, they'll respect that you ask them. Just like you would respect if they ask you, because now they're saying, hey, I trust you enough to help me, instead of demanding that you help them and fix it for them. Completely different energy exchanges. And the value of being a good listener is one of the strongest, biggest gift we could ever share with another human being. And sometimes it's all anybody ever needs. Being yourself allows you to share love. You guys, I have 10 seconds. I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow on Relationship Wednesday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.